that 9/11 was a hoax, that the planes were fake. However, they do believe that the jumpers were real. So it's kind of a strange thing, because they cannot fathom that you could fake jumpers. But they're 100% behind CGI planes. They don't see the inconsistency there. So I'm thinking, okay, this is interesting. You're going to make that leap. Let me look into it. And so I did a little bit of digging, and if you're looking at the screen, we're looking at some photographs from a group called Gelatin. Gelatin was this art group doing some type of interesting project that involved removing windows from the Twin Towers up to the 91st floor, waving things out the window, having a helicopter do some photography, take some footage. Who knows what they were doing? I have some information about it, though. We'll go into it here for a moment. My point is, this has been cited as an explanation for the 9/11 jumpers. Gelatin B. Again, this is March of 2000. An Austrian art group removed a window from the 91st floor of the World Trade Center and placed a makeshift balcony where they stood while a helicopter flew by and took pictures. I have an actual newspaper clipping. I found a PDF. Balcony scene or unseen atop the world. Episode at the Trade Center assumes mythic qualities. So this is a fascinating story here because it's kind of enigmatic. What are they doing hanging out the 91st floor of the World Trade Center? What are they doing with this helicopter? Kind of a mystery to some. I'm thinking the name Gelatin gives it all away. I have a quote here from Fight Club. It says, if you take enough blasting gelatin and wrap the foundation columns of anything, you can topple any building in the world. Now, if you remember that from Fight Club, that statement is made with the main character. He's sitting down, and his back is to the Century City Twin Towers. Now, the Century City Twin Towers have the same architect as the World Trade Center. Let me play this clip just to refresh your memory. This is from Fight Club. Again, he's talking about gelatin. And in this context, I'm thinking, gelatin was there. Okay, this is from a channel called LXXXVIII Finis Temporis. Yeah, Finis Temporis is a great channel. I like this guy's work, but check this out. So he goes through all these films, and he manages to extrapolate predictive programming, but going deeper than many people realize it goes. Like, every single scene, quite literally, has some significance. Just the fact that behind the main character here, you have these buildings that had the same architect as the Twin Towers, yeah, that's remarkable.
This whole controlled demolition thing, and I wonder how clean that gun is.
Getting exciting now.
We have front row seats for this theater of mass destruction. The demolitions committee of Project Mayhem wrapped the foundation columns of a dozen buildings with blasting gelatin. In 2 minutes, primary charges will blow base charges, and a few square blocks will be reduced to smoldering rubble.
So there you have it, blasting gel, gelatin. And now here he is in front of these Twin Towers, and these are the Century City Twin Towers. Not only that, but of course, same architect as the Twin Towers. Cannot be a coincidence. I'm going to put a link to this video below. I also have it in my minds.com. So if you don't follow me on Minds, it's minds.com/infiniteplanesociety, and that's where I put all of the links to the things that we discuss here. All right, let's go ahead and continue. I mean, that's just truth in plain sight. I mean, what else can you say about that? Hey, one more thing about the windows. So this group Gelatin is there. Name, again. And here we are talking about, in context, some predictive programming for the Twin Towers, basically telling you that this is some kind of blasting gel. So while they were there, they easily could have set up their explosives in the shape of a big bat wing. How hard would that actually be? I think it'd be kind of simple to pull off. And so then I was thinking, too, when it comes to the actual story of 9/11 and the jumpers, how easy is it to remove the windows? And so I did some research on that matter as well. And according to the article here, it's not that difficult, but I think it took suction cups and 4 men and some equipment. So it's not like anybody could just open those windows. So there's quite a lot about the 9/11 jumper story you could find that contradicts the official version. AA says, that's a good one, Tim. I didn't realize Fight Club predicted 9/11. Awesome analysis. Fight Club was released September 11th, 1999, 2 years and 1 day before 9/11. Oh, yeah. Look, this is why we are constantly looking back.